Amen. We're about to get started. Amen. A few little difficulties, but that's all right. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and. Okay. All right. So let's roll. Amen. Okay. You're going to have to cut your sounds off. Y'all can. Okay. All right, amen. Let's go ahead and open up for prayer. We run a little late. Amen. Excuse my seat. Amen. Let's go into prayer.
Father God, I thank you right now for what you're doing in our lives, Father God. Father God, I just thank you right now for just dying on Calvary for our sins, Father God, yes. That we're able to live, Father God. Lord, I thank you right now for the shepherds of this house, Father God. Lord, I thank you right now for just watching over the dangerous highways and byways, Father God.
Yes.
And watch over those that's trying to get here, Father God.
Yes.
Lord, I just thank you right now for all of our getting. We shall get understanding of your word tonight,
God.
Father God.
Yes.
Lord, I just thank you right now for opening up our ear gates that we're able to hear your voice clearly.
Please,
speak to
Jesus.
Us, Father God. Lord, I just thank you right now for Jesus. Just raining down on our bishop, Father God.
Thank you,
giving
Lord.
Him the words and the wisdom that he need, Father God, to share with
thank
us, Father
Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I just thank you right now for this opportunity just to come into your house, Father God, and to get the understanding of your word, Father
yes,
God.
Jesus.
Lord, I just thank you right now for creating us a clean heart right
God.
Now, Father God, renewing the right spirit in us, Father
yes.
God. Lord, I just thank you right now for what you have already done for us, what you're getting ready to do, and what you are prepared to do right now, Father God.
Yes.
Lord, I just thank you right now for your healing power, Father God.
Yes.
Lord, I just thank you for being a mind regulator, Father God. Lord, I just thank you right now to allow your
God.
Will to be done in our lives, Father God.
Yes.
Lord, I just thank you right now for answering the silence prayers, Father God.
Yes.
Lord, I just thank you right now for just the overflow, Father God.
Hey,
open
God.
Up doors that no
thank
man
you,
can
Jesus.
Close, Father God.
Thank
and close
you.
All the doors that any man,
hey,
any enemy, anything, Father God, that's
yes.
not of you, Father God. Just close those doors, Father God.
Hey, God.
Lord, I just thank you right now for removing
right
the
now,
obstacles,
God.
Father God. Give
thank
us the strength, Father God, to
yes.
just press through, Father God. Even though when we cannot make it through, Father God, that
yes.
you would give us the power and the strength, Father God.
Yes.
Lord, I just thank you. And I ask
thank
you of these things in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. While you're standing, let's just back up to where we the last 6:45. Amen. When you have it, say amen. Amen. It says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Amen. Be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We propose the question, what are some of the things that make people or you speak from your heart or behavior? And we talked about it was emotions and the way, any type of treatment that you receive. Amen. Amen. So listen, I want to tell y'all something that I was trying to wait on a bigger audience, but you know what? I ain't finna wait on nobody. But let me tell y'all what God said to me today. And I started to place it on Facebook, but I didn't. And he really didn't tell me to, so I didn't. But, you know, first of all, I want to talk about over the weekend, I have gotten many calls concerning testimonies. Unbelievable testimonies. Unbelievable favor testimonies. And I'm telling you, you know, God is God. And when I tell you, God is God. All you have to do is allow him to be who he is, and he'll show up. You know, and I know a lot of folks love to use the term, he'll show up and show out. He do that every day. I wish they stopped saying that he'll show up and show out. Because you know what? He is a humble person. He ain't showing out. That'd be us. We'd be showing out by saying he's showing out. I wish we would stop saying that. As people. Because God does what he does out of the abundance of his love for us. in our obedience. Yeah, and we saw that when God was talking about Abram, the Bible said that Abram's faith accounted for his righteousness. You see what I'm saying? He was showing out. God wasn't showing out. But here's what God said to me today. He said these words. What if I treated the people like they treat me? Only show up on Sunday if they want to. But what if I were like that with them? What would the world really be like? He asked me that. And he said, I want you to tell the people that. What if I just showed up on Sunday? Huh? What would the world truly be like? And that's a deep thought right there. Would folks come to God on Sunday if you only showed up on Sunday? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Do they take him for granted because he's here all the time? Because the Bible says that I would never leave you nor forsake you. Are they taking God truly for granted on the things that he does? But let's move on from that. Amen. But many testimonies have been coming forth. Amen. And we thank God. And you know, I'm gonna be honest, I saw a preacher posted on Facebook. And he prophesied some things in some folk life. And it pumped them up for Sunday. Want to say something so bad. What are you? Need to stop that. It wasn't you. And I'm going to tell you something else too. People following these prophets looking for a prophecy. They don't get one, they get mad. It ain't your time. You just keep, see, evidently God ain't saw fit for the man or woman of God to speak into your life because guess what? You ain't done nothing for him to speak in your life. What if God just showed up on Sunday only? Huh? What if he just showed up on Sunday only? What would this world truly be like? Let me tell you something else got in my spirit.